早上好。
Please do pray for the upcoming this youth winter retreat.
请大家真正为我们这个青年团期的这个退休会祷告。
Pray for the hearts of all these young people, 31 young people that will be in attendance.
我们为这31位年轻的人要参加退休会的人，这些年轻人的心祷告。
Our youth is really a very strong force in our church.
我们的青年团契是一个非常有力的，就强壮的队伍在我们教会。
And many of them, we can see that their hearts towards the gospel, hearts to the word of God, are so soft.
我们可以看到他们当中有很多年轻人的心都是向着神的话语，向着神的福音，来的。
So if you have the willingness, the burden to help out with those rides,
如果你真有你有这个负担，就是要帮他们，就是解决那个交通工具的这个问题。
I think they're going up at about 3 o'clock, right, Preston? About 3 o'clock.
他们是在那个周五的下午3点左右出发。
So you could probably be back by, I don't know, 5 o'clock.
如果你能够带他们去的话，5点左右你应该可以回家了。
Especially if, for those of you where we're taking all of your kids.
特别是那些就是你的孩子都去的那些家长。
You'll be able to enjoy a weekend with just you and your spouse.
你可以就是你和你的配偶两个人就可以就是享受一下没有孩子的这个周末。
Enjoy a romantic weekend.
你可以享受一下这个。比较罗曼的一个周末。
But you can say thank you to the youth counselors by taking your child there.
你可以感谢这些青年导师把你的孩子带去。
Well, we're back this morning. We're continuing on in our, if you want to look at our family series.
那今天早上呢，我们再继续我们这个关于家庭的这个系列。
Last week, Pastor James started us with the design, God's design of marriage.
那上个主日是James 长老呢，就是开始了我们关于讲婚姻的设计这个题目。
And today we'll be starting to unpack the purpose of marriage.
那今天呢，我们呢要来研究一下这个婚姻的目的。
Because when we ask ourselves the question, what is the purpose of marriage?
当我们就是问自己同样一个问题，婚姻的目的是什么呢？
I'm sure if we took a straw poll among brothers and sisters and asked questions,
那如果我们就是问在座的兄弟姐妹这个问题的话，
I'm sure that we would find a lot of different answers on what is the purpose of marriage.
我们可以确定，如果我们来问这个问题，婚姻的目的是什么，我们会得到非常多的不同的答案。
And so we'll go back and look at the design, and we'll see what God's purpose of marriage is.
然后呢，我们来看，我们呢来看一看，就是这个婚姻的设计。然后我们来看看神对婚姻的目的是什么。
Last week, our serving team prays together.
上周我们就是服侍的这组成员一起祷告。
And I asked one of the brothers to open in prayer for us.
我请了我们的一个弟兄为我们祷告。
And he prayed something that stayed with me all throughout the week.
他的祷告，我听到他的祷告呢，有几句话呢，就是整个礼拜都在我的脑海里徘徊。
He prayed, God, when we hear your word, sometimes we seeYour standard as a mountain of this mountainous standard of marriage.
他这样祷告，他是这样祷告的，神啊，我们听着你的话语，我们知道就是你对婚姻的这个标准是像山这样一样高。
And then he prayed, but God, would you remind us that you are the God who moves mountains?
但是神啊，你也提醒我们。你告诉我们，你是这位可以使大山移动的这位神。
And it was so blessed because Pastor James preached through the same concept.
他觉得他是如此的被祝福，因为James 长老也在这个话题上上次也讲了这个话题。
Because he said something almost identical to that.
他讲了几句话，就好像跟那个上周末 James 长老 讲的那个信息、非常的
详细。That sometimes when we see God's standard, not just for marriage and family, but for everything in our life.
但是有时候我们看到神的标准，不光光是在、婚姻上的标准，我们的平时的生活各方面的标准。
Sometimes we may feel as if it's so far and so hard.
我们会感觉这是非常难以达到的。
But through that brother's prayer, it was a reminder that our God is the one who helps us through that. Our God is the one who gives us hope to go this path.
但是通过这位弟兄的祷告，我们意识到是神会帮助我们、做所有的这一切。
So I'm going to ask that we would pray together right now.
所以我请、大家每一位我们 一同祷告。
But let's not just have a generic kind of artificial prayer. Let's go to God and ask God to encourage us and help us even though we see、that his standard sometimes seems so high.
但是呢我们一同真正的用我们的心来祷告，不要、我们、不要只是很表面的一些祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you as brothers and sisters of the church of your flock meeting to be with you.
我们亲爱的天父，我们、作为教会里的弟兄姐妹，作为你的羊群，一起来到你的面前。
And we thank you that you've even brought visitors here. They may not know you yet, but they're enjoying what this is for brothers and sisters to meet together and worship their God.
我们也感谢你、你把几个新人带到我们当中，或许他们还不认识你，但是你也把他们带来认识我们当中的兄弟姐妹。
As we brothers and sisters worship our God together,
当我们弟兄姐妹一起敬拜你的时候，
we pray that you would speak to us.
我们祷告你会用、你会与我们讲话。
And Lord, sometimes when we hear from your word, the standard and your design and your purpose may seem so almost too great.
主啊，有时候我们听见就是你的标准，你的目标对我们来说是如此的有啊、如此的高攀不可。
And sometimes even because we are human, we may feel condemned.
有时候因为我们是人，我们有时候会感觉我们是被谴责的。
But Lord, would you remind us that Jesus himself came not to condemn the world?
但是神啊，你用你自己的话语提醒了我们，耶稣来到这里不是来斥责我们的。
But to save the world.
而是来拯救我们的。
You came to restore the world.
他是来修复这个世界的。
And so, Father, we look to you today.
所以神啊，我们今天要仰望你。
As our Savior.
你是我们的救主。
As the lover of our souls.
你是我们的爱。
As the one who heals and restores.
你是这位医治者和修复者。
And so we pray that you would encourage us today.
我们祷告你会鼓励我们。
Even when we see where your standard is.
甚至我们 看到你的标准是如此的高。
Help us, we pray.
请你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I remember the first time hearing this particular story, hearing and reading this story in the Bible.
我记得第一次我听到这个在圣经上这个故事。
The Bible, the scripture tells of this man of God.
经文上、告诉我们这个人的故事。
And this man of God、marries this woman.
他是一位属神的、男人与这位、与这位女人结了婚。
And after they're married,、
他们结婚以后
they had three children.
他们有三个孩子。
And shortly after they were married,
他们在结婚 在他们结婚不久之后
And then having these three children,
有了三个孩子
The most devastating thing happens.
但是最可怕的一件事情发生了
This wife, this mother,
这位妻子这位母亲
runs off to be with another man.
为了另外一个男人离开了自己的丈夫和孩子
She commits adultery.
她犯了我们所称的奸淫罪。
And for you youth, I remember when I was a youth And people will say adultery. I don't even know what that means. What is adultery?
对你们这些年轻的孩子来说，我记得我年轻的时候，他们说到这个奸淫罪的时候，我也不懂是什么。
The word in English has the word adult in it.
在英文当中有一个这个一个成人这个字眼。
So I'm like, is that what adults do?
我那个时候我就在想，这就是大人做的事吗
？And adultery means that she went out to love another man who is not her husband.
那这个奸淫，奸淫就是她就是跟另外一个男人走了，这个男人并不是她的丈夫。
She desired another man, and so she left her homestead.
她离开了家，与另外一个男人走了。
She left her husband. She left her three children.
她离开了她的自己的丈夫和自己的孩子。
In order to be with her lover.
为了和他和他这个所爱的人在一起。
Leaving her kids alone.
离开了他的孩子。
Leaving her husband, this man of God alone.
离开了这位他的丈夫，他的丈夫是一位属神的人。
And yet this is what's really crazy about this story.
这就是这个故事所讲的，我不能
And I was shocked when I first read it.
我非常的吃惊，听到这个故，第一次听到这个故事的时候。
Because the Lord God told this man of God.
因为神是这样对这位男人说的。
This man of God.
这位属神的属神的人。
I want you to keep loving her.
我要你继续的爱她。
In fact, I want you to love her so much that you need to go out and you need to go and find her.
我要你继续爱她，你要出去寻找她，把她找到。
And when you find her,
当你找到她以后
，I want you to buy her back.
你要把她赎回来。
I want you to buy her back.
我要你把她赎回来。
And I want you to bring her home.
你要把她带回家。
Even though she has been unfaithful to you,
虽然她对你不忠实
，she has betrayed you.
她背叛了你。
But I want you to love her faithfully.
但是我要你忠实的爱她。
I want you to stay faithful to her.
你要对她信实。
And committed to her.
你要承诺你要对她承诺。
And to love her.
并且爱她。
Even though she has been unfaithful to you.
虽然她对你不信实。
And ran off away from you.
她离开了你。
And I remember hearing this story for the first time, hearing and reading it for the first time.
我记得第一次当我看到这读到这个故事的时候。
And all I remember thinking.
我记得我当时是这样子想的。
Was, dude, this is totally not right.
我当时就是这样想，这完全的不对。
Are you kidding me?
应该是开玩笑吧。
Who would ever do that?
谁会这样做呢？
I would never do that.
我绝对不可能这样做。
This man gets married to a woman.
这个男人和这个女人结了婚。
They have three kids.
他们有三个孩子。
She goes off to love another man.
她爱上了另外一个人，离开
了家。And God tells him to love her still.
但是神对这个属神的男人说，一定要，一定就要爱她。
And bring her back home and restore her and love her.
并且要把她带回来修复她并且爱她
After all she has done
在她做了这一切以后
Why?
为什么呢
Why would God command this man
为什么神要求这位男人这样做呢
This man who loves God
这是一个爱神的人
His name was Hosea
他的名字是何西亚
Hosea go back find this woman
何西亚去找到了这个女人
And I want you to love your unfaithful spouse.
我需要你在继续爱这位不对你不信实的妻子。
Why would God tell anyone who loves him to go and love someone unfaithful?
那神为什么要告诉他去爱这位对他已经对他不信实的人呢
？And it wasn't until later that I realized what God's point was.
那其实到很久以后我才意识到就是神的目的
Because it wasn't just for the good of Hosea and his wife that they get back together
这不仅仅是为了要让何西亚和他的妻子能够回就是让他们能够回到一起
It wasn't just for the good of their children that they get back together.
不仅仅是为了孩子。
Because what the Lord was asking Hosea to do.
其实神是在让何西亚所做的事。
Was he was asking Hosea to become a living lesson, a living picture.
神其实是想让何西亚成为一个这个活生生的例子。
A living picture of what?
这一幅活生生的图案。
A living picture of God's love to His people.
他希望何西亚成为这幅活生生的图案，让大家都可以看到，神的爱。
Because He said the way that you are faithful to your unfaithful wife.
因为你对你不信实的妻子所付出的信实。
He says that's the way that I love the people of Israel.
就像我对以色列人的爱。
Because in that day.
因为在那个时候。
And throughout Israel's history.
并且在以色列的整个历史当中。
As the people of God.
作为属神的人。
They continued over and over and over again to commit adultery against their God.
这些以色列人一次又一次的犯了奸淫的罪。
Jeremiah used this word of the Israelites, adulterers.
耶利米用了这个对以色列人用了这个字眼描述他们作为奸淫。
And that's the picture of people all throughout the Scripture.
这就是贯穿整个经文的贯穿整个经文的这幅图案。
Because the people of God,
因为这些属神的人
they always leave God to love other things.
他们通常离开了神去爱其他的事物。
They always go off and love other nations.
他们离开了神去爱其他的国度。
They always go off and love the things they find in the world.
他们离开了神去爱上了属世的东西。
They betray God over and over again.
他们一次又一次地背叛了神。
And you see their unfaithfulness.
你看到了他们的不信实。
And so you see all throughout scripture.
你看到就是在贯穿了整个经文。
That God uses marriage.
神用了婚姻。
See, there's this thematic thread, there's this idea that goes all throughout the Bible using this picture of marriage.
在这个就是贯穿了整个经文的这个主题或这个主题思想，神用了婚姻这条线索。
That God uses marriage over and over again to show us Himself and His great love for us.
神在整个贯穿整个经文当中，神用了婚姻这个例子来显示给我们看，把他自己显示给我们，并且把他的爱显示给我们看。
That's what we see.
这就是我们所见到的。
God using marriage to show us His love.
神用婚姻来显示他的爱给我们看。
We see this in Isaiah 62.
我们也在以赛亚书六十二章看到。
You see what it says? As the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you.
在以赛亚书六十二章，我们看到新郎怎样喜悦新妇，你的神也要照样喜悦你。
This word here, rejoice, means to feel joy over, to feel delight over.
那这个字，喜悦这个字呢，是指感到高兴。
Have you ever imagined that God feels delight over you?
你有没有曾经这样想象过呢？神为你而感到高兴。
That God feels delight over you?
神为你感到高兴。
Can you even imagine that?
你可以想象吗？这一点。
But God not only feels delight over you.
但神不仅仅是为你而高兴。
He makes a promise.
他也向你做了应许。
He makes a commitment.
他也向你做了承诺。
This type of promise that cannot be broken.
这个应许是不可能被破坏的。
And he says, I will make this, it's called a covenant, and I will make a covenant of love over you.
这个应许我们就称为是约。
This is a type of love, a committed covenantal love that He has over us.
这就是神向我们所承诺的，向我们所所做的这个约，这个圣约的爱。
Look at Jeremiah 31.
我们来看耶利米三十一章。
And we've heard this before, many of us.
我们也看到过。
God says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love."
神说我以永远的爱爱你。
Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you.
因此我以慈爱吸引你。
You see, even in the midst of this being written,
你们看到在这个在写这段经文的过程当中
，Israel was being unfaithful to God.
当时的以色列人其实对神已经不信实了。
The people of God had left God.
这些神的子民已经离开了神。
They went away from God to love and trust in other things.
他们离开了神去信靠其他的东西。
But God still says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love, and therefore I have continued my faithfulness, continued my covenantal love and faithfulness to you."
但是神仍旧对他们这么说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱的吸引你。
That even though you betray me,
甚至你背叛了我
I love you still.
我仍旧爱你
You see, isn't this amazing?
你们觉得这个爱这是非常奇妙的爱呢
That God is using marriage to illustrate His love for His people.
神通过婚姻来显示他的爱
That's what we see throughout Scripture.
我们也从经文上看到这一点
God created marriage.
神创造了婚姻
And He designed marriage.
他也设计了婚姻。
And so if he designed marriage,
如果是他设计的婚姻
then he gave marriage a purpose.
他也给了婚姻一个目的。
What is the purpose of his design for marriage?
那神设计的这个婚姻的目的是什么呢？
Most of the time today, I think maybe in the past, if you ask people, what is the purpose of marriage?
我们不管问今天的人还是以往的人如果我们问他这个问题婚姻的目的是什么呢
I don't know, what do people say? What is the purpose of marriage?
那大家会怎么说呢
To have children?
婚姻的目的是为了有孩子吗
Is that the purpose of marriage?
这就是婚姻的目的吗
I think when we look at our culture today, when we look at what represents our culture through music and through movies,
那我们今天来看看，就是我们的文化，通过音乐啊，这些来了解我们的，看看我们的文化。
What do you think the purpose of marriage is for?
那你是怎么认为的吗？婚姻的目的是什么呢
？Our own happiness.
婚姻的目的是为了我们，是我们个人的幸福吗
？What if the purpose of marriage is beyond those things?
那如果婚姻的目的是超过这？这我们所说的这一切的呢
？What if it's beyond the purpose of just having children？
是婚姻的目的是更高于仅仅是为了有孩子。
Or the purpose is beyond our own is more than our personal happiness。
是高于我们个人的幸福。
Today we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 5。
我们来看一看以弗所书第五章。
So if you have your Bibles, turn them open to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们来看，打开圣经以弗所书第五章。
And we're going to just read two verses here.
我们来读两节经文。
Verses 31 and 32.
第31节和第32节。
And so we're going to read it. It's just two short verses. We'll read it both in English and then in Chinese, okay?
我们先读英文，然后一起读中文。
All right, let's read in English.Together, if you could follow along here if you would like. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31. Ready, go.
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Okay, let's read in Chinese.
我们一起读中文。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
You see, Paul in this whole section here of chapter 5, he's writing to Christians at the tail end of it about Christians and marriage.
你有没有看到在整个第五章，保罗其实是写在是写给这些基督徒的，还有写给基督徒关于婚姻这个主题。
But in this whole section, actually beginning in the end of chapter 4, where he says you have this new life.
从第四章的末端开始，保罗讲到，你有了这个新的生命。
Okay. So you have this new life that has been given to you from God in Christ.
你有了这个在主里这个新命是神所给你的。
So all of you who have put your faith in Christ as Savior, you have new life.
所以你所有的人，你信靠主的人，你都有了一个新的生命。
That's why later today, there's a new sister in our midst. That's Maggie's sister-in-law. Her name is Lily. She is a new believer, and she has new life in Christ.
所以今天就是我们，在我们崇拜结束以后，我们有一位新的姐妹，就是她叫 Lily， 今天要受洗。
Okay.Because she has new life.
因为她有了新的生命。
And Paul saying, if you have new life,
保罗说，如果你有了新的生命，
then now you need to walk in a new direction.
那你现在就应该按照一个新的方向走。
And this new direction is to walk in love, and that begins chapter 5.
那从第五章开始就说，这个新的生命就是要在爱里行事。
And what kind of love do I want you to walk in?
那要在怎样的爱里行走行事
呢？ It's not a love of this world.
这不是说对这个世界的爱。
Because the love of the world is very focused on me and what I get out of it.
那在这个世界的爱呢，是聚点在我的身上的。
The love of this world can be fickle at times, and it kind of comes and goes.
那在这个世界的爱呢，是不稳定的。
But I want you to walk in Christ's love.
但是我需要你在主里爱。
And so, oh, we can't even begin to start to describe Christ's love.
我们其实都不知道怎么开始描述神的基督的爱。
Because Christ's love is deep and it's rich.
因为基督的爱是如此的深和富裕。
Christ's love is even commanded. So you can't command feeling, but you can command action.
神的爱，基督的爱是被是被命要求的。
Okay, is that too hard to translate? I'm sorry. So, but Christ's love is committed.
但是基督的爱也是被承诺的。
Christ's love is sacrificial.
基督的爱是奉献的爱。
And so in this whole section, Paul's saying, okay, now I'm going to set up marriage.As you're supposed to walk in this new love.
那保罗在这个整个章节说，神说我要建造婚姻，你可以在婚姻里体现到基督的爱。
And then through the end of here, chapter 5, when he's talking about marriage.
那在第五章的结尾。
As you walk in this new love of Christ.
那他也讲到这个婚姻，在你在这个新的基督的爱里行事。
He says, I've given you a model of this love of Christ.
他也说到我有给你一个基督的爱的模范。
Right, because we need pictures. We are, at least me, maybe not you, but I need kind of pictures to understand things.
因为我需要一个很形象的东西来理解其他事物。
And so Paul gives us a picture to say, you want to know how the love in a marriage ought to look like?
所以保罗就给我们这幅图案来描述我们应该怎样去爱呢？
It's the love that you see between Christ and the church.
这就是你在基督和教会所之间的爱，你所看到的。
That's Christ and us.
那就是基督和我们。
The way Christ loves us is the picture, is the model of the love within your marriage.
基督是如何爱我们呢？就是我们的模范，在婚姻里的可以作为婚姻的模范。
So that if you see how much Jesus loves the church,
那当你看到耶稣是有多么的爱我们的教会。
If you see how much Jesus has shown his love to the church,
那如果你能够看到耶稣是显示了多少的爱
，That's the model of love within your marriage.
这就是我们的婚姻这就是我们婚姻的模范。
And what we've been preaching on the last few weeks is it all points back to the beginning again.
所以我们以前两三个礼拜都在讲这个，那我们现在又带到了我们的起初一开始的这个话题。
Right, because even in Ephesians chapter 5, the verse that we read here, this verse in 31 comes from Genesis 2.
那我们所看到就是刚才读的两段经文就是从创世纪来的。
Right? Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast, this word here is cleaving to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体。
And I think that even here again, there's a couple of important concepts that we want to understand.
而且我们也看到在这里有两点比较重要的观念。
And the first concept is this concept of leaving, of leaving.
那第一个概念就是这个离开这个概念。
Leaving father and mother.
离开父亲和母亲。
The Hebrew word here is actually very strong.
那其实希伯来语这个字眼离开这个字眼是非常强烈的。
And so even when I tell you this word,It's going to be so strong, it's going to affect us because of the way that we might understand our life. But the Hebrew word here, I'll let you translate that. No, you just translate what I just said, you know, because it's so strong.
那个希伯来语这个字眼，这个离开这个字眼是非常的强烈的。
Right? Because the Chinese says what?
中文是说离开。
离开, right, leaving. But the Hebrew word is abandon.
那其实希伯来语呢是这个 abandon 就是放弃。
This is a very, very strong word.
这是一个非常强烈的字眼。
So I need to explain it a little bit.
我希望能够给大家解释一下。
And I'm going to explain it very simply though by telling you what it is not.
我要给大家就简单的解释一下，就是告诉大家这个字眼不是什么。
Leaving your father and mother.
离开你的父亲母亲
does not mean that you lose all contact with your parents.
离开你的父亲母亲并不是指你完完全全的和你父母失去联系。
Okay, I'm getting married today.
我今天结婚了。
Leave me alone, parents.
父母不要再来打扰我了。
We're moving away as far as we can from you.
我们会搬的离你越远越好。
But I'll send you a Christmas card every year.
但是每年圣诞节的时候，我会给你寄一张卡片。
With a picture of me and my wife and our kids at the beach.
啊，那这个卡片上的照片就是我和我的妻子还有我的孩子在海边。
No, it does not mean that.
这个离开并不是指这个意思。
Even though I believe that that mentality reflects some people, it's a tragic state of a lot of children today as they've.Gotten married and just neglected and abandoned their parents in that way. It doesn't mean that.
但是我也知道，就是我刚才描述的这个情形，其实是很多人今天所面临的这个现况。
What it does mean, however,
那这是指什么呢？
Is that there must be a change in the relationship with your parents after you get married.
那这个离开呢是指就是你结婚以后就是你和你父母的关系一定要改变。
There has to be a change in the relationship between the adult getting married and the adult's parents.
那你结婚以后你和你父母的关系一定要改变。
I said adult, you have to translate that.
成人就是成人结婚以后。
Okay. Because I use the word adult very, I don't know.What's that word? Like intentionally.
我这里就是特意的用这个字成人。
Because here it does not say a boy shall leave his father and mother.
这里没有说一个男孩子要离开父母。
It says a man.
这里说是一个男人，是一个成人。
Parents.
那父母亲。
Your goal in raising your child is that your child would become mature.
父母亲们，就是你抚养孩子的目标，就是你的孩子能够成为一个成熟的人。
Your goal is to let your child become an adult.
你的目标就是让你的孩子长大成人。
Bex and I, as we're raising our children,
我和我的太太在就是抚养我们孩子的时候
，we are raising them to maturity.
我们是要把他们抚养成人，成为一个成熟的人。
We are getting them ready.
我们装备他们。
We are raising children to become adults.
我们要把他们抚养长大成人。
So that when they are getting married,
所以当他们结婚了以后
we want them to leave us.
我们想希望他们离开我们。
We want to give them room as a new unit to grow and develop.
我们要给他们空间，让他们自己去成长，成为自己的一个单元。
That's the goal, parents.
这就是我们作为父母的一个目标。
You might think that your goal is to help them to get into a good college so that they can make money.
或许你认为你的目标，是要让他们进入一个好的大学。
No, that's not your goal.
这不是你的目标。
Your goal is to raise children to become adults.
你的目标是要把你的孩子抚养成人。
To be responsible men and women of God.
成为一个属神的负责任的男人女人。
To love God.
一个爱神的人。
That's your responsibility.
这是你的责任。
And so you see here that when they get married, then they can leave us.
所以你也看到在这里说到，他们结了婚，他们结婚以后，他们要离开我们。
They can leave us to start. What did we talk about a few weeks ago? To start a whole new unit.
他们离开我们，自己开始一个新的。
And so the principle to parents here is we have to let them go, give them room so that they can establish themselves as a new unit.
所以对父母来说，在这个时候，你要让他们离开你们，让他们自己建造自己的一个家。
That means all of the attitudes need to change, both of the parents and the adult getting married.
所以啊，当一个孩子结婚以后，父母这方和孩子这方都要改变我们的态度。
Attitudes need to change.
态度需要改变。
Priorities need to change.
主次需要改变。
Allegiance needs to change.
我们的忠诚需要改变。
Your intimacy needs to change.
我们的感情程度需要改变。
Your affection needs to change.
我们的感情需要改变。
So my attitudes, my priorities, my allegiance, my affections, my intimacy, my devotion, all need to shift from now my parents.To my spouse.
所以，我们的，我们的态度，我们的主次，还有忠诚感情，所有的这一切，都要从我们父母的身上转移到我们的配偶身上。
Your spouse should not have one moment of question.
你的配偶不应该在任何一刻都不应该有这样一个想法。
Do they love their parents? Is their parents are more priority over me?
你的配偶在任何一刻都不应该有这种想法。你是不是更爱你的父母呢？你的父母比我还重要吗
？All of this is the concept of leaving.
这就是我们说的这个离开的这个概念。
Let me be very clear. Does not mean do not love your parents anymore.
让我再讲清楚一点，这并不是指你不再爱你的父母了。
Because we'll talk about that more another time. That there's a lot of honoring still going on. There's love and honoring.Your parents.
你仍旧要爱和爱你爱你的父母，并且荣耀你的父母。但是我们以后会讲这一点。
But all of your everything has shifted now to this to making stronger this new unit.
但是所有的这一切都要改变，是为了让这个新的家庭单元更加坚固。
Do you know what the most important relationship is before you get married?
在你结婚之前，你知道你最重要的一个关系是什么关系吗？
It's the relationship that you have with your parents.
这最重要的关系就是你和你父母的关系。
And God's design is to say, you need to leave that most important relationship that you have in order to make strong the new relationship you have with your spouse.
那神的设计是这样的，是为了要让你和你的配偶的关系坚固。你一定要离开这个在你结婚之前最重要的一个关系就是你和你父母的关系。
You need to leave that most important relationship in order to start your new most important relationship.
为了开始一个你开始了一个你的新的一个最重要的关系，你要离开你以前这个最重要的关系。
See, if God is saying, look, the most important relationship that you have before you're married is with your parents.
那神是这样说，你看啊，在你结婚之前，你最重要的关系是你和你父母之间的关系。
His principle is you need to leave that most important relationship in order to strengthen and solidify your new relationship.
那这个这个原则是为了巩固。
Okay. You click that.
为了巩固就是这个新的关系，你一定要离开你的父母。
Okay, that's the concept.
这就是这个概念。
I've left
the most important relationship that I have to make strong this new relationship.
我已经离开了，对我来说，以往对我来说最重要的一个关系，是为了要开始这个新的关系。
But listen to this.
但是请你听到这一点。
If God wants you to leave your most important relationship in order to solidify the new unit's relationship.
那如果神希望你就是为了巩固你这个新的关系要你离开于。
Or the relationship that you have with your career, because a lot of us love our career.
因为我们并且也是指你和你事业的关系。我知道我们当中有很多人非常爱自己的事业。
Every relationship,
每一个关系
from our most important relationship,
从我们最重要的关系开始
with our parents,
和这就是我们和父母的关系
relationship with our friends,
和我们朋友的关系
relationship with all those hobbies.
和我们就是我们所有的爱好
All the relationships that we have with our career
和我们就是事业的关系
Every relationship needs to be shifted and reprioritized so that this marriage relationship is the most important one so that it can solidify and thrive
所以所有这一切的关系都要被重新安排所以是因为使我们这个婚姻能够更加的稳固而且成我们最主要的一个最重要的一个关系
Everything was once good for me.
以往其他一切都是好的对我来说。
But I need to reshift all my devotion and energy and attitudes, my intimacy, to now be with this person.
但是我知道我现在要把我所有的一切，我所有的精力，我所有的感情，都要放在这个婚姻上。
And of course, for those of us who have Christ,
当然对我们就是已经有基督在我们心里面的人
me and my spouse, our ultimate relationship is still God, isn't it?
我们夫妻两方的最终的一个关系是和神的关系
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
弟兄姐妹们有没有看到这一点呢
That even the Genesis concept of leaving
在那个启示录啊们创世纪上讲的这个离开这个概念
begins to paint this picture of the most selfless love.
在创世纪上就开始描述了这个无私的爱的
The love that puts my spouse over me.
那这个把我的配偶放在我上面的这种爱
That my spouse needs to know through word and action.
那我的配偶需要通过话语和行为来了解
They are my priority.
他们需要了解到他们是我们的最重要的一个人
So how do you begin even applying this?
那你如何开始就是应用这个概念呢
You got to ask yourself a question.
你应该这样问自己
Does my spouse know that they are my priority?
那我的配偶知不知道他们是我对我来说是最重要的一个人呢
That he or she has my allegiance?
他知道我对他是忠诚的吗
Has my intimacy, my devotion?
他知道我对他的忠心吗
Am I selfless or am I selfish?
他觉得我是无私的呢还是他觉得我是自私的呢
We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us in this, don't we?
我们需要请求圣灵的帮助。
The second thing that we see in that Genesis text is not just a picture of leaving.
那第二个概念我们在创世纪上看到的不仅仅是离开。
But we see the word here, in the English, it is and hold fast.
那在我们看到这个字眼呢是叫做联合
Right, in the English it is hold fast or in some versions join together, united
那就是联合这个字句
In Chinese it is, yes, it's very simple, 联合 okay. In the Old King James we use this phrase, we see it in there called cleaving
在那个 King James 这个版本当中呢英文是叫做 cleaving
You leave your parents
你离开你的父母
in order to cleave and be joined together with your spouse.
你离开你父母是为了和你的配偶联合在一起
And you cleave to your spouse so that you guys can become one.
你和你的你和你的配偶联合在一起成为一体。
This is also a very strong word in the Hebrew.
在希伯用希伯来语的话，话语的这个字也是非常一个强烈的字眼。
Dabak is the word.
希伯来的意思叫做 dabak.
And it refers to a strong bonding of two objects together.
在希伯来语这个 字呢是指把两个物体呢强烈的结合在一起。
It was often used in ways to describe joining two things together by glue or cement.
通常呢它是来描述就是用胶水或者水泥把两样东西粘在一起。
It gives the idea of permanence.
那这就代表了就是给我们一个就是一个永久性的这个概念。
So you are leaving your parents.
所以你离开你的父母
and then you are cleaving, being united, being joined, being glued, cemented together with your spouse.
你和你的配偶结合在一起
It gives the idea of strength and permanence.
那这给了我们这个一个力量和一个永久的这个概念
Two different people.
两个不同的人
Two different personalities.
两种不同的性格
two different backgrounds,
两种不同的背景
being joined together,
联合在一起
almost like the picture would be like taking two pieces of paper,
就像两张纸
putting glue all over them,
我们把每张纸上涂满了胶水
and then gluing them together for permanence,
然后把这两张纸粘在一起
so that they become one.
那这两张纸就成为了一张纸。
And now it gives the idea of strength. There's that piece of paper now has become stronger.
那我们可以看到这张纸就更加强壮了。
And permanent.
并且是永久的。
To be united, joined, cleaved, stuck together forever.
这就是永久的联合在一起。
Is that like a fire alarm or something? Okay.
Car alarm.
Now, some people might ask,
那有些人可能会问
Does it mean that there are no circumstances in which these two pieces of paper can be separated?
那有些人可能会问这样一个问题，这是不是指在任何情况下这两张纸都不能分开呢？
That's not what the Bible says.
经文上不是这么说的。
But I want to be very clear with you.
但我要把这一点跟大家讲清楚。
That there are only a few circumstances in God's design where these two papers may be removed from each other.
但是我要提醒大家，在几样就是极少的几个情况下，神在圣经上说这两张纸可以分开。
One, you find it in Matthew 19.
第一个就是你在马太十九章里可以看到
And it's under a circumstance when one spouse commits sexual immorality.
那在马太第十九章就可以看到就是这个配偶当中一个人犯了奸淫罪
I'm not going to go into that much detail at this time.
我今天不会详细的讲
That's one circumstance though that if the spouse commits sexual immorality
这就是第一种情况就是配偶当中有一方就是犯了奸淫。
The other circumstance that we see in Scripture.
那第二个情况我们在经文上看到的是。
It's found in 1 Corinthians 7.
在哥林多前书第七章。
When a Christian's unbelieving spouse.
那是指一个就是一个基督徒的配偶是他的配偶如果是不信的
and this unbelieving spouse does not desire to live with the believing spouse anymore
那这个不信的配偶呢就是不想和这个基督徒的配偶在一起
and the concept is that the unbelieving spouse deserts you
unbelieving
deserts you
这位不幸的配偶
deserts you
不想再和你在一起离弃了你
That's in 1 Corinthians 7
在第哥林多前书第七章
But see if you read these passages very carefully
如果你仔细地读 这几段经文的话
And you understand the heart of God,
如果你明白了神的心
We can see that even then, even under these circumstances,
我们也可以看到即使在这样两种情况下
God's heart is for permanence, to remain.
神的心是希望我们能够永久的在一起。
Because even though there are these few circumstances to remove the paper from each other,
虽然我们知道我们现在有这样的情况下，我们可以把这两张纸分开。
I think we all know the truth.
但是我们也知道这事实是。
That if you try to tear these two glued pieces of paper together,It will not be left without damage.
但是我们知道，事实是，如果你要硬要把这两张纸分开的话，分开以后，这两张纸和以前肯定是不一样了。
Because if you have glued these two pieces of paper together,
如果你把这两张纸粘在一起
，and now they've dried,
它们已经干了
，and they form the bond,
它们已经结合在一起了
，and 1 year, 2 years later,
一年两年以后
，or 20 years later.
甚至二十年以后
，Could you separate the two pieces of paper without creating damage？
如果你把这两张纸分开的话，你可不可能
？Because there is a picture that God wants to display through marriage.
因为神想通过婚姻来显示这个美好的图案。
You see, when I first heard that story of Hosea.
当我第一次听到何西亚这个故事的时候
，And after his wife had left him and left.Her own children to go and leave and love another lover.
在当他的妻子离开了他，他和孩子与另外一个人相爱的时候。
At that time, I just could not understand why God would tell him to go back to her.
那时候我真的就是不明白为什么神要何西亚再去把他的妻子寻找回来。
Why God would tell him to go buy her back?
为什么神要何西亚把他的妻子赎回来？
To love her,
再爱她
and to restore her,
再修复她
even though she had betrayed him,
甚至在她先背叛了她之前
every part of me was screaming, no way,
我身上的每个细胞都在叫不可能
every part of me would scream and say, no way, Hosea,
我身上的每个细胞都在大叫不可能的何西亚
she does not deserve you,
她不值得你这样去做
no, Hosea,
何西亚你不能这么做
She has betrayed you
因为她先背叛了你
You have every right to cut her off
你有任何的权利把她离开她
And you know what everyone in this world will understand you if you cut her off
世上的每个人如果你离开她世上的每个人都会理解的
You should consider her dead
你可以 把她当作她已经死了
But you know why God told him to go and find her?
那为什么神要叫何西亚再去把她寻找回来呢
Why would God tell him to search for her and pay the price for her?
那神为什么要何西亚去寻找她并且把她
寻回来 To bring her home
把她带回家
And to love her
并且爱她
And to restore her
并且要修复她
Even though she has sinned so badly against him
甚至她对何西亚犯了如此大的罪。
Do you know why God would tell him to do that?
你知道神为什么要叫何西亚这样做吗
？Because that is exactly what God has done for us.
这就是神对我们所做的。
That's what God has done for us.
这就是神对我们已经所做的。
In our marriage,
在我们的婚姻里
，we are supposed to love each other the way that God has loved us.
我们应该相互爱彼此相爱就像神爱我们一样
We are supposed to be faithful even when our spouse is not faithful
甚至我们的配偶不信实我们也要信实
We are supposed to love even though they are so hard to love
虽然他们不值得爱我们也要爱他们
We are supposed to forgive even though it hurts so deep
虽然这对我们的伤害非常的深但是我们也要原谅他们
We are supposed to lay our lives down for them and cherish them even though they will not lay down their life for us
我们是应该珍惜他为他们献上我们的生命虽然他们并不想为我们献上他们的生命
How can we do that?
那我们如何才能做到这一点呢
Because we know what God has done for us
是因为我们知道神为我们做了什么。
Because we know that Jesus laid his life down for us.
因为我们知道耶稣为我们献上了他的生命。
And do you want to know what happens when marriages can look like this?
那如果一个婚姻能够是这样子，你知道将会怎么样吗？
When a marriage, two people can love each other when it's so hard to love.
当在当我们感觉如此难爱的时候，我们能够相互彼此相爱。
Then this marriage becomes the most powerful picture of God's love for His people.
那在这个婚姻上，我们就看到了这个最有力的一幅画，就是神是如何爱我们爱他的。
This marriage can be the picture of the gospel to the world.
那这个婚姻就可以成为世人的一个见证，世人的一个福音。
If we learn to love our spouse.
如果我们学习如何爱我们的配偶
The way that Jesus has loved us.
就像耶稣爱我们一样
And we do this not by our own strength.
这并不是靠我们自己的力量去做到
But we do it by the power of the Spirit.
但是我们是通过圣灵去做到
Then the world will see our marriages.
那世人就会看到我们的婚姻
Because you know what the purpose of marriage is for?
因为你知道那个婚姻的目的是
God wants to show the world His amazing love.
因为神要向世人体现他奇妙的爱。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
do you desire that your marriage, and maybe even other marriages within this church, do you hope and desire that all of our marriages can show God's amazing love?
弟兄姐妹们，你希望你的婚姻，或许我们所有在教会里的这些弟兄姐妹的婚姻。能够向世人显示他的爱吗？就是显示神的爱。
I think whenever we come to the scripture,
不管我们何时来到来读经文的时候
，it forces us. God says the scripture is like a mirror.
神说这些经文就像一面镜子一样。
And it forces us to look hard at ourselves, doesn't it?
那我们在镜子里就可以看到自己。
Are you willing to look long and hard at yourself in your marriage?
那你愿意通过自己通过在你的婚姻里看着自己就是看到自己的不足之处吗
And are you willing to let God change and restore and mend that marriage so that your marriage can show the love of Christ?
那你愿意让神来改变你的心让你的改变你的婚姻让你的婚姻成为成为世人的一个福音吗
You see, I think that marriages are more than our own personal happiness.
所以我们可以看到，就是我们的婚姻其实比我们就是个人的幸福还要我们婚姻的目的是不仅仅是给我们个人的幸福。
I think God has designed marriage to make us more holy.
我觉得神是设计的婚姻是也是。同时也是让我们成为更圣洁
to make us more like Christ.
让我们更像耶稣
and in that way our marriages can show something to the world.
那通过这一些呢我们的婚姻就可以显示给世人看
but you know again I want to say brothers and sisters
但是弟兄姐妹们
the thing that Pastor James and I want for this whole family series
这个整个关于家庭的这个系列我和 James 长老两个人
We don't desire, we pray that this series would not be condemning.
我们祷告呢就是并不希望通过这些系列呢成为一种责骂
Because Jesus, the scripture says, did not come to condemn the world.
因为经文上说耶稣来到这里并不是来责骂我们
But to save the world.
但是是来拯救这个我们世人的。
We've been praying that these messages would actually give us hope for our marriage.
我们呢也祷告，就是通过希望通过这些信心呢，就是给我们的婚姻带来一些希望。
And give us a picture what families could be.
那也能让我们看到呢，一个家庭是应该怎么样的。
And that no matter who you are,
不管你是谁
or what.We have all done in our past.
不管你以往做了什么。
That God still loves us with His amazing love.
神同样的仍旧用他奇妙的爱来爱我们。
That God still desires to restore you.
神仍旧希望能够修复我们。
And God still desires to heal you.
神仍旧希望能够医治我们。
And God still desires your family to be blessed.
神仍旧希望我们的家庭是蒙福的。
So you know what we have to do as a church, brothers and sisters?
那你知道作为一个教会我们应该怎么做吗？
We have to pray.
我们一定要祷告。
We have to really pray.
我们一定要真真心心的祷告。
We have to really pray for each other.
我们要相互彼此祷告。
We have to really ask God to do only what He can do.
我们一定要祈求神来来带领我们做他能做的。
So can you just join me right now as we pray?
那我们能不能一起祷告现在？
As we pray for all the families in our church.
我们一同为我们所有的家庭祷告。
And can I just give you 1 minute so that you can just pray before God on your own?
我给大家一分钟，就是大家自己安静的祷告，在自己内心。
That song was right.
父啊，那首歌是对的。
If it was right.
如果是对的话。
It says that your ancient words.
你的话语。
Are ever true.
是真实的。
They will be changing me and they'll be changing you.
你的话语会改变我，会改变你。
Because that is what you're in the business of doing, God.
这就是我知道，这就是你正在所做的。
Even when we look at your standard of marriage, it seems like it's so high.
虽然我们看着就是你对婚姻的要求是如此的高。
But Lord, you are the God.
但是我们知道你是神。
That moves mountains.
你是一座可以一大山的神。
You are the one to empower us.
你是给我们力量的人。
To strengthen us.
是给我们添加力量的。
And you're the one who gives us hope.
你是给我们希望的。
And even for everyone who's not married in here.
虽然我们当中也有没有结过婚的人。
This applies to all of us too.
我知道这对我们每个人都是有价值的。
Because the purpose of our life.
因为我们生命的目的
is not even just for our own personal happiness.
不仅仅是为我们个人的幸福。
It's so that the life that you have saved.
所以你所拯救的这些生命
can shine a picture to the world.
是因为你所拯救的生命能够向世人发出光。
A picture of the amazing and great love of God.
能够显示你这个你带来的奇妙的这个伟大的爱。
Would you help us, God? Please, we pray.
请你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.